I am very happy to welcome everyone to Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra's Sunday festival. I was requested by some devotees to speak briefly about the installation of Sri Panchatattva in Sri Mayapur Dham this afternoon. Sri Mayapur is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God is one. There is one Supreme Lord. Janmadya Shayataha. Brahma Sutra declares that the absolute truth is him from whom everything emanates. The father, the mother, the source of all that exists, that is God. The Lord is eternally a personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, living in the transcendental abode, the spiritual world, beyond the temporary dualities of material nature. Parasya Shaktir Bhavataya Shurate has multifarious energies. One is Brahman, the all-pervading impersonal light that emanates from the Lord, in which everything is resting. Bhagavad Gita declares, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. That again and again the Lord descends into this world out of mercy. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskaratam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami yuge yuge. The Lord descends to protect the pious, to annihilate wickedness, and to reestablish the true principles of religion. The essence of all religion, prema pumartha mahan, is to awaken the original dormant love of God that is within every living being's heart. Due to our forgetfulness of who we are, an eternal soul, and our relationship with the supreme object of all love, we wander birth after birth in search of happiness, but never really find the object of our aspiration. Thus, out of inconceivable mercy, the Lord descends into this world again and again, sometimes personally, sometimes through his empowered divine representatives. And it is through this process historically that so many religions and spiritual systems have been established within this world. But in essence, they are all aiming at the one same supreme truth. To free ourselves from the sufferings of material existence, by establishing our ecstatic, loving service to the Supreme. Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nityadas. The nature of every living being is to serve the Absolute. And in that service, we can find actual, deep, and real unity. To the extent the false ego influences our life, there is disunity within our own heart, and that naturally extends to various types of conflict within the world. As long as we feel that I am the enjoyer, there will be conflict. But when we realize the nectar of devotion, of service to the Lord, then there is liberation from all these anxieties. And real anxiety can only be annihilated to the degree Param Drisvani Vartate, there's a positive higher experience. We cannot simply negate thoughts. We cannot simply negate actions. But to experience the higher principle of thoughts, actions, and words as expressions of our soul's love for God, that is real happiness. That is the essence of all spiritual paths. The Yuga Avatar, according to Vedic literatures, is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 5,000 years ago it was predicted, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangasha Parashanam Yagyai Sankirtanapraya Yajanti Hishamedasha, that the Lord would descend in this world to establish the simple, most powerful, recommended process of spiritual purification. The Lord would come in a beautiful golden complexion and teach the congregational chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that one Supreme Lord who descended out of his causeless mercy. His birthplace is Navadvip Dham, a beautiful area where there is 9 islands. Those 9 islands are considered to be like an 8-petaled lotus with a whorl. The center is Antardvip, and the heart of Antardvip is Sri Mayapur Dham. It was from Sri Mayapur Dham that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement, which would flood the world with the opportunity for every living being to awaken the treasure of their hearts, love for Krishna. The beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his teachings are found in several biographies. The wonderful associates of Lord Chaitanya who have descended in disciplic succession have preserved the original divine teachings of the Lord. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is such a divine, eternal associate of the Lord, appeared in the disciplic succession and spread the chanting of the holy name and the true teachings of the Gita throughout the world. But Srila Prabhupada had a very, very deep desire that people from all over this planet would come to Sri Mayapur Dham to experience the transcendental atmosphere. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu, who was Lord Balaram, the intimate associate and brother of Lord Chaitanya, he predicted that in every town and village your name will be chanted. And he also revealed someday in Sri Mayapur Dham there will be a beautiful temple which will attract the whole world to the teachings and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he had a vision and a dream. In that vision, he was seeing people from India, Africa, America, Europe, and every continent of the world gathering together in Sri Mayapur as brothers and sisters chanting the holy names of the Lord. He saw a beautiful temple arise. So yes, Srila Prabhupada, it was his life mission to fulfill the will of the Lord. of extending his compassion throughout the world. And thus Prabhupada established the Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. In the early 70s, a few hundred devotees from all over the world assembled there for the first festival of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. First time in history, an international gathering assembled in Mayapur Dham. Very historical. And since that time, it has been developing and expanding. Srila Prabhupada personally explained in brief what was his expectations of how the temple be built, and in more detail, the deities that would be installed there. 6 foot Radha Madhava with the 8 Sakis. And he wanted Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya standing 7 feet tall. So that dream was fulfilled this year. It took many years to prepare those deities. In fact, they were carved in Mayapur Dham and they were cast in the sacred 8 metals in a very special place of South India. Only place in the world that casts in this way with such detail, such size. The deities were brought to Sri Mayapur Dham. Each one was over 2 tons in weight. Hare Krishna. So you can't just carry them on the altar. They had to have all sorts of... I asked Jananivas and Pankajangari in December, how are you going to bring the deities on the altar? They said, we haven't thought of that yet. That is a detail that should be considered. It would take hundreds and hundreds of people, or else cranes. Anyways, with the combination of human devotion and some Bengali technology, the deities were placed on the altar. And for the auspicious installation, thousands of devotees from all over the world assembled. And of those thousands, only a few had actually seen the darshan of the Lord. All others were in immense expectation. There was one personality who had a very serious desire to be a part of this wonderful festival. His name, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Sridhar Maharaj came to the Krishna consciousness path in the late 1960s. He's from the Vancouver side of Canada. From the very beginning, his enthusiasm and determination was extraordinary. Knowing how much Srila Prabhupada wanted his Vedic literatures to be distributed, Sridhar Maharaj was on the first traveling book distribution party. When he understood how Prabhupada wanted devotees to come to India to help him to establish centers there. And he knew it was very, very difficult for Western people to live in India in that time because there was no money, there was no facilities, different culture, diseases. Prabhupada was personally spending so much time there because he considered it so important. So in the early 70s, Sridhar Maharaj went to India and performed incredible austerities, tapasya, to serve his spiritual master. In 1975, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Srila Prabhupada offered Sridhar Maharaj the renounced order of sannyas, lifelong vow of dedication. Maharaj observed those vows his entire life. He was temple president in Calcutta. He was temple president in Bombay. He was traveling and making members, traveling and doing kirtan, giving lectures. He was one of Prabhupada's very faithful and dedicated associates. And devotees loved him and respected him all over the world. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, Sridhar Maharaj continued on in his wonderful, wonderful steady service, inspiring, enlivening devotees with so much faith and enthusiasm. But by the inconceivable will of Providence, he contracted a disease, an incurable terminal disease. And he battled with that disease for many years. Very wonderful seeing his detachment. He had no fear of death whatsoever because he knew the eternal soul is beyond birth and death. And he had such complete faith in his guru and Krishna that for a devotee everything is auspicious, whether it be birth or death, life or death. But he understood his body to be an instrument to serve Guru and Krishna, an instrument of compassion for this world. So therefore, for that purpose of maintaining this body as a vehicle to do the work of God, he tried so many methods, natural methods and unnatural methods. Unnatural means modern medicine, natural medicine. But ultimately, the inevitable was fast approaching. He was going to Canada for last effort of salvaging his health. I spoke to him, and he said, "I have such a great desire to be there for the installation of Sri Panchatattva in Mayapur. If I could be at that place and live that long, that will be a great fulfillment of my life." Because he knew how important this event was to Srila Prabhupada and to the world spiritually. Sridhar Maharaj came from Canada to London. There he met with His Holiness Indrajumana Maharaj. And together they arrived in Calcutta and drove to Mayapur. When the news came that Sridhar Maharaj was coming to leave his body, to leave behind the world of birth and death in this holy place, thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees wanted to be there to welcome him. In my heart, this was very much a highlight of this festival. There was thousands of devotees from all parts of the world, from Europe, from Russia, from the former Soviet Union. There were people from Africa, from Australia, from America, from all parts of India, all at the gate of Sri Mayapur Temple, waiting for his band to arrive, lovingly chanting the holy names. I guess we were waiting there chanting for over an hour, and then we saw the van coming. It was, without doubt, the largest, most glorious reception for anyone within our society since the time of Srila Prabhupada. When Sridhar Maharaj came, there were all these thousands of people with grateful hearts and flowers in their hands, welcoming him, offering their gratitude and their glorification to a man who gave his life and soul for the welfare of others. It was a beautiful experience. Sridhar Maharaj was smiling, grabbing everyone he can as a reciprocation of affection through the window of the car. It's a very beautiful experience. And everyone who was there felt Srila Prabhupada's presence. Srila Prabhupada's presence in unifying people from all over the world in love, affection, and gratitude to a great saintly person. I think at that experience, practically every devotee assembled really felt the greatness and the unity of Srila Prabhupada's society. Everyone came into the temple along with Maharaj. Every night, devotees would come to chant at Maharaj's bedside. And he was, although he was dying at the last days of his life, he was just making everyone laugh and happy. He was determined that no one be sad about his dying and death. People would come in, and they would be laughing when they come out by his power. And he united devotees every night to come and chant the holy names very, very sincerely. It was a wonderful festival. And the culmination was the night when the Panchatattva would give their first darshan, or appearance, to the world. In the temple that night, was anyone there? Was anyone in this room there at the time? Of course, Eli's everywhere. It was incredible. Huge temple room. In fact, there's two temples, two huge temples that are right next to each other. Radha Madhava and Panchatattva. They were both full. There was, I don't know how many thousands and thousands. There were tens and thousands of people. And devotees, senior Vaishnavas, were leading kirtan. And that kirtan, it was tumultuous. Thousands and thousands of people chanting the holy names. And they were all chanting in intense expectation upon seeing the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in five features along with his most intimate loving devotees who were expansions of himself. to spread love of God throughout the world. It is said that the Panchatattva broke open the treasure house of love of God. And first they tasted the contents and became intoxicated with that ecstatic love. And then they distributed that love to the world profusely without considering anyone's qualification or disqualification. The only qualification required is simply to accept their mercy. So how the devotees were waiting for that darshan. They heard so much about it. It was the largest Mayapur festival in the history of ISKCON. The largest gathering in Sri Mayapur Dham in history. Tens and thousands of people. Thousands and thousands of devotees. It was incredible. And the kirtan was so enthusiastic. With so much devotion, it was just echoing in all directions. People were weeping and crying, just longing to see the Lord. And as the moments were coming closer to the scheduled time when the altar would open, the kirtan was becoming more and more and more intense with devotion and enthusiasm and volume as well. And when the moment came, when the second hand hit the scheduled hour, the kirtan was going mad. But the doors did not open. Because like most everything in India, nothing is in time. So as the time passed beyond the scheduled appearance, the kirtan was even more in. The devotees were just crying out Krishna's name, crying out Krishna's names. It was unbelievable. It was like an all-pervading, beautiful chorus of divine voices. No tape machine could possibly capture that moment. Either you were there or you weren't. It was unbelievable. It was like a tidal wave of enthusiasm to chant Krishna's name as everyone was sitting down, waiting, chanting. At a certain point, everyone got up. And now nobody knew when the doors would open. About 45 minutes passed. And then, I don't know how many people, maybe 10 people, blew conch shells, which was the sign that the Lord was about to appear. At the blowing of the conch shells, the kirtan escalated to another level that nobody could possibly even expect or imagine. And then the doors began to move. The anticipation of the devotees went beyond all limits at that point. And then the doors opened. And people were howling and crying and shouting. It was like an ocean of sound vibration. But behind the door, there was a curtain. The expectation was building and building and building until it came up to the limits that's within a human being's ability to survive. It was unbelievable. This kirtan, this chanting was just unbelievable. It was a roar. It was thunderous, but it was sweet and mellow at the same time. And then the curtain was removed. And standing before everyone's eyes was Sri Panchatattva. The sound of the devotees' joy and happiness was indescribable. There was Lord Chaitanya standing 7 feet tall, beautiful, large, lotus-like eyes. And there is Nityananda Gadadhar, Advaita and Srivas, bestowing their unlimited blessings on all the assembled devotees. At that point, the kirtan just took off to limits that I don't know has ever been seen since the time of the kirtans and Srivasangam, when Lord Chaitanya was personally present. Very wonderful. His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, although he was about to die any day, I looked at him because we were standing close to each other. He looked like the embodiment of bliss. You could not see a more joyful face. He was smiling, laughing, and crying simultaneously. And in the Abhishekam, the bathing ceremony, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj was the honored guest to bathe the deities. And in the first aarti, he performed the first historical aarti to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a wonderful festival. Yes, there were devotees from every continent in the world, except maybe Antarctica. In those moments, everyone transcended all the egoistic designations of the bodily concept that separate us. There were people who were black and white and red and yellow, people who were men and women, boys and girls, old and young. There was multimillionaires and poor and simple street sweepers. There was people of all castes, of all nationalities, people who were coming from Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi religions. All these temporary designations evaporated. Everyone's hearts became one in the unity of chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of God. Wonderful festival. And people really felt in that experience that with the descent of the Panchatattva, unlimited hope and faith entered their hearts. After the festival, which is too elaborate to explain in the short time we have, Gaur Purnima was celebrated. And the next holy day after Gaur Purnima, just a few days later, the appearance of Srivas Thakur, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, with a picture of his guru in his hands, with the photo of Radha Shyam Sundar on the wall in front of him, with loving devotees surrounding him, chanting the holy names, attentively gazing at the Lord and His beloved Guru, chanting God's names, he graciously departed from this world to join Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna in their pastimes. through this summarized narration, we can better appreciate the wonderful gift Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us. In fact, my last meeting with Sridhar Maharaj was very special. We spoke for almost an hour. But some devotees didn't want to say goodbye to him. Because how do you say goodbye to a dear friend when you know that you're never going to see them again? So he knew that. Therefore, he would not allow anyone to say goodbye. As soon as we went in the room, he said, "Do not say goodbye to me." He said, "Just tell me that we'll meet again." He said, "We will all meet again. Of this there is no doubt." Then with a sense of humor, he started singing a song from a 1950s television show about how happy trails will meet again. So he wanted everyone to be happy. And he made everyone happy. And he left in a most wonderful, auspicious way. And it was his great hope that the mission of Sri Panchatattva be expanded in all directions. The mission of awakening love for Krishna through the chanting of the holy name. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai.